One of my favorite Christian storytellers is Dr. Tony Campolo. One of the readings during Lent reminded me of one of his stories that's a personal favorite. Hi, this is Tony Agnese. Several years ago, Tony was talking with another minister who asked if miracles and healing was part of his ministry. Tony said that it wasn't, although he often prayed for people, but didn't see any miracles. Preaching a few weeks later at a church in Oregon, he decided to offer prayer for anyone who needed after his talk. To his surprise, several people stayed afterwards, and patiently he met with each of them and prayed for them. 4 days later, he received a call from a woman who began her conversation by reminding him that he had prayed for her husband that night, her husband who had cancer. "Had cancer?" he asked, hoping for a healing. "Well, he's dead now," the woman answered. With a sense of failure, he heard the woman continue that her husband had come to church that day angry with God, angry that God had let this happen, angry that he would die soon, and his nastiness kept getting worse and worse. That is, until Tony prayed for him. As they walked out of the church, she knew something was different. He was calmer, more accepting. And in the 4 days since, they were his best days ever. And then she said something profound. "Tony, he wasn't cured, but he was healed." The story helps bring home the parable of the paralytic in the 5th chapter of Luke's Gospel. The men in the story had obviously heard of the miracles that Jesus was performing and brought their friend on a stretcher to have him cured. They even went so far as to lower him through the tiles in the roof to the feet of Jesus because they could not get him through the crowd. What happened next must have surprised, astonished, and even confused the paralytic and his friends. Jesus laid hands on the man and said, "Your sins are forgiven." What Jesus was offering was forgiveness and spiritual healing. And to think about it, what is more important? Being able to walk in this life, or to be forgiven and be with the Lord in eternal life? It wasn't the cure they were looking for, but certainly their friend was healed. And to prove his point, Jesus then told him to pick up his stretcher and go home. As we live our lives with the trials, diseases, and infirmities that we might experience, it's okay to pray for a cure. But more importantly, let's pray for healing. How sweet it would be to hear Jesus say, "As for you, your sins are forgiven." This is Tony Agnese.